Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, welcome everyone to our first show of the new year. We've been gone for a couple of weeks to take a nice break and get fresh, and what a topic we have on New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure everybody tries to set up things at the beginning of the year, and we try. I don't write them down, but I have in my mind, and I'm sure we'll discuss it over the next 60 minutes, what we're going to, you know, what each one has and some of the things we might do, and some things that we set up for ourselves might be a little bit tough, but with that, I'm going to talk to our lovely stars, Maya Moon. She's here because I've already talked to her, and welcome, Maya Moon. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Natalie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Starting of the new year. It's been busy. I just got through putting the final touches on the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. It's huge. And some really big names now are coming, wanting to have, you know, it comes through their publicists. It doesn't usually come through the authors. So it makes me feel really, really good. It's another big one. And so I finished that up. And, of course, you have some new little, I call them little boopies. our gypsy had six puppies, right? Were they born on December 25th?
They were born on my youngest son's birthday, December 26th.
Okay. What a nice surprise. And I'm their auntie. I've designated myself their auntie, and I call them the little boopies, and I just do that. I don't know why, just to be silly, I guess. And I send them kisses and hugs and email, and Maya gives them kisses and hugs from me, and they're growing fast because I get pictures. So anyways, that's the news on her end. News on my end, not much of Stars is growing. I mean, it's doing really, really well, better at the end of the year than I even thought, you know, because holiday time, things change. People are spending money, you know, buying gifts and parties and dresses and all kinds of stuff. So I thought, well, maybe it wouldn't do as well. And if you hear that little sound, that's our Dixie girl. She's our resident bird. She's with me till probably tomorrow or Wednesday. I've got her covered, but she still might say some things. I don't know. But, yeah, so I've been busy. The end of the year has been very busy for me. And we've got our new streaming project going that's going to be adaptable for classrooms on Stars. Tony and I tested it out the other day. It works like a charm because we have another business that we're doing together, he and I. But besides that, it's going to be really good to be putting, having you stream when you talk, when you do audio. No more checking your mic and all that kind of stuff. All you have to do is have a mic or any kind of a headset, actually, and you'll be able to stream and talk to the advisors that I have or take a class with one of them. And there's going to be, I know, Maya Moon, you're doing something, and there's quite a few that have come to me and said, I want to teach. So that'll be a nice new phase for Stars. I've always got ideas in the works, you know. We're talking about all different kinds of things and adding, and that's what you have to do. You have to keep it fresh all the time and make it look a little different and make people keep coming back, and they're coming back. I'm very, very pleased. I really, really am. We're going to have another really good year, better than last year, it looks like to me, and I've been doing the book, so I know. And did you hear her? Oh, she says. Dixie likes it too. But anyways, our topic is New Year's resolutions. And Maya, I'm going to let you start off.
Okay. If it's okay, I'm just going to mention something. I had I write for the blog, among other people. Of course, I'm not the only expert that does that. But I channel different things from my guides. And as I was looking at this topic and you know, I agree, like with Miss Natalie, that we all have, you know, our New Year's resolutions. And, we all have stuff that we're trying to change. And my guides had channeled to me that sometimes if we change our mindset a little bit, and instead of making it a hard and fast resolution, we switch it to a evolution so that it's a process. Because what I think what happens with most of us as humans, you know, for one of the biggest ones, and I'm just using this because it, if you take a, you know, they have all these polls. If you poll, probably the number one resolution for people at New Year's has something to do with food, either eating more healthy, eating healthier foods, eating less sodium, less carbohydrates, or dieting, or for some people it's gaining a little weight, but it's centered around food and being healthy, and that could even, we could even, you know, add in exercise to that. And I mean, if we stop and think about it, it's very difficult. As humans, we're, and I know I probably sound like I'm scattered, but I'm not. It's just that I know what I want to say. It's just trying to get it across in the best manner possible. We are so tied to the clock and time that we oftentimes forget about the reality and the transitions and the shifting of energy and the processes we need to go through. So, for example, let's say that I said, well, my New Year's resolution is I want to lose 20 pounds by the end of January. So I've just put this really strong expectation on myself. That's probably number one, not very realistic. And number two, I've just added pressure and anxiety. And number three, I'm expecting myself to go from whatever I was doing before, whatever I think that I was doing wrong or whatever got me, and that's not one of my resolutions or evolutions, but just as an example, whatever got me to that point, I'm expecting just because the calendar goes over a day that suddenly I'm just going to be able to just change everything. And that's not really very realistic. And for a lot of people, they're gung-ho about it, building up to it, and what happens, instead of feeling some little bit of success, or they want to be more compassionate to people, or they want to go back to school, whatever the case may be, but they try to bite off this big piece or take on this huge transition or this huge change, and it just, one day we can't go from being this person to being that person. We can't go from eating chocolate cake and eating regular, you know, meals to suddenly now no carbohydrates, no fats, whatever the case may be. We can start the evolutionary process by saying, okay, well, for January, I'd like to cut out one food that I feel is not as healthy and, you know, substitute it with a healthier food. So I'm going to cut out saturated fats, and, you know, these are just pure examples. But if we change, I really believe, because we are spiritual people, that if we work with our spirit and our spirituality and that energy, and we work within that energy, the likelihood of reaching that outcome or that desired goal, or at least feeling really good about that transition, that evolution, that process, we're going to walk away with a positive self-image and identity. Does that make sense to you, Miss Natalie?
It does. I was just thinking about what are some of the things that I would like to enhance, maybe do them more, which I don't. I think you're right. I think we set goals that are really, you can't expect to reach them at all because they're so huge. I mean, you cannot, like what you eat. I eat pretty well. I don't, everybody knows probably that I don't eat meat. I don't eat pork. I don't eat beef. I'm not a vegetarian because I like fish and I like chicken. So right away there, I don't have to worry about that. But I do like a handful of chips with my tuna salad sandwich. I do. I like fries from one of the places, you know. I mean, that's probably one of my weaknesses, although I can say no to them. So I, as far as food goes for me, I don't really have to do anything. I've been, you know, riding my bike every other day. I didn't for 2 weeks because I was gone and then I was sick. So I gave myself a break. You know, I said, okay, you don't have to, you're not feeling up to it. But last night I rode 30 minutes. So now I'm back to what I'm supposed to do. But that was not one of my goals. I think my biggest goal, if we want to talk about it, is loving myself more. I love everybody. I give to everybody. And sometimes when you do that, you fall short for loving yourself. And you, because everybody else is first, almost, you know. I mean, my son, my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, my goddaughter, you've heard me talk about all of them, stars. And I don't love myself enough, and I don't appreciate what I can do and what I have done so far, because to me it's not enough. But somebody looking at what I've accomplished, they'll say, oh, my God, how did she do all that? Well, to me it's not enough. I'm not done yet. So part of that is just kind of patting myself on the back and saying, look at Natalie, look what you did. You really did a lot. And I guess that, you know, it's hard to do that for yourself, though, isn't it, Maya? I mean, to love yourself more. So it's not food, it's not diet, it's not exercise for me, and it certainly is not do more for others, which I will continue to do. I do it as much as I can whenever I'm called upon. I just probably there's this belief in me, something that I need to kind of enhance. I really like to write. I have this story in my head, and I've talked about it, and I haven't gone to it in, I bet you, 3 or 4 weeks, and I don't know why, because I can sit and think about it, but writing it is different. You know, you have to express it properly. Do I want to have dialogue? Should it just be this short little story to make everybody feel that life is really magical and things do exist that we do not see? Because that's what the story is about. I don't know. That's something that I would like to accomplish this year. And Dixie Girl is saying, she's saying yes, do that. Do that. I can't you hear her? She's going, that's she's like a coo. She's cooing. She's a good-sized parrot. She's not as big as an Amazon, but she's bigger than my Leo was. And so I have her when my son and daughter-in-law go out of town. But anyways, I think that's my most important goals is to love myself. I do things for myself, but take the time for myself. You know, even when I'm watching TV, I'm thinking about something else. I mean, because I can multitask really well. I mean, I'm thinking about, well, you know, go work at your books and do this. Maybe you can take some of it while you're sitting in front of the TV. Well, what I need to do is sit in front of the TV and watch it and don't do anything else. But that's really hard for me. And part of it is I have a Capricorn ascendant, and we're just like workaholics. We just like to continue. And so I don't know. That's probably the most important thing for me, and it might be for other people as well. But, you know, we do set goals. Like, you know, I know I can't change overnight. I know this is not going to happen overnight. I'm not suddenly going to turn around and say, okay, today's your day. You're not doing anything else. Well, no, I have responsibilities. And when I know that, you know, of course they come first. My stars and my sites come first. As far as anything online, because I know all these people depend upon me, and that's sometimes when you get into this, and I have gotten into them before, especially several years ago. And Maya, you know, I was not in a good place, but yet something made me get up. You know, they're all depending upon you to do this. You have to do this. Sometimes right. When you have something like that, saying, "Okay, you have to. If you don't do this, this whole thing is going to stop." And we know you don't want to do that. So, you know, I can't say that I need to talk to God more because I probably burn his ear up every day. So that's not it. Most of it is working on myself within for me. I'm very lucky. I'm not very big. I'm not overweight. I'm in really good shape. But I've been like this probably since 1982 when I almost died. it changed my whole life. Everything changed for me then. That's when I had that big vision and that visitation, whatever you want to call it, of the big, huge crystal, and it set me on that path, and I haven't really stopped. So it's just little things with myself that maybe I do that, oh, I don't know. I don't, you know, I don't have any vices. I mean, I don't smoke. I drink a little bit of wine sometimes when I'm with my friends and my neighbor. Her and I have a happy hour maybe once every 3 weeks, and we each have a glass of wine. Oh, that's our happy hour. That's relaxing and refreshing, and so that's basically what it is. But I'm not trying to take off more than I can handle. I mean, I'm not saying, well, okay, you have to take one day, a Sunday, after you do the blog, and don't go on the computer. Well, with my life and with what I have running, I really can't do that. But I can devote hours to doing it. I, you know, it was 75 today. Tomorrow it's going to be the same. I could sit outside and just listen, and I love to do that. I'm going to try to do that more, as I know the days, I mean, we should really be having colder days, but something has changed probably since Hurricane Matthew. It's just shifted everything, and we're warming up a lot sooner than we normally do. But tomorrow, you know, I thought about that. Tomorrow you need to just go out there, and, you know, and I always have my cell with me because it's because I care so much, and I know at some moment in time somebody's going to say, Natalie, there's a problem here, or Natalie, can you get this reader? Can she come on now for me? See, my antenna's always out, and I won't ever escape that. That's part of being Natalie, that's all. But what about you, Maya?
Well, I'm kind of aligned with you, and, you know, and the other thing, too, that I wanted to mention is that although I don't feel that, you know, we should be glued to this clock and this all of a sudden it's the next day, we absolutely, like what you were saying, we have to, you know, if we're working on ourselves and we have to be strict with it, we need to have flexibility. So I really do like the idea of seeing it as a process as opposed to this cut and dried. But one thing to keep in mind too is that every year the universal and divine energy shift. Just like you're talking about, the weather shifted and the cause, you're feeling that it probably is from Hurricane Matthew, and you're probably right. And we're seeing weather shifts in other places from other things, but the energy does shift. And so it's really, as far as timing, it really is especially for the Western countries that celebrate New Year's, and so this is their New Year's. There's other countries that this is not their New Year's, so they're going to see it differently, different time. But for us in the U.S. and I believe Canada and so on, so keep in mind that the energy, the universal energy and forces, influences are changing. So that helps us to, when we're creating a resolution or an evolution, that's going to be on our side, and more so if it's something positive, which I would assume most of us aren't, you know, saying I'd like to rob more banks this year. You know, well, we're putting something positive. But like you, I would say that for me, my resolution or my evolution would be to be more balanced in my life. I tend to be, you mentioned, Capricorn rising. I don't do astrology at all. Not that I don't believe in it. I think it's amazing. It's just not my forte. I work in a very different manner. But that sounds like me. I tend to be a workaholic, and I am not very good about balancing and taking time off. And I've already got that in going. But at the same time, like you said, I'm not going to set a schedule and say, okay, when every Wednesday I'm taking off. What I'm going to do is just try to, if it was an eating issue for me, I would do this. Luckily, I'm the type of person that I'm very attuned with my body when I'm hungry and when I'm full, and I've always been able to follow that. Now, I've had some health issues that have altered my weight, both below where I should be and a little above where I should be. But that has nothing to do with my eating habits. And it's so funny, Natalie, we're so much alike because I don't consider myself a vegetarian,
but I will eat seafood. In fact, I love seafood, and I will eat certain kinds of chicken. But other than bacon, I don't eat any pork other than bacon, and I'm not really, rarely will I have any red meat, rarely. And pork, if it's not bacon, I won't have it at all. And red meat, beef, so I'm like that. So I can't really call myself a vegetarian now. I was for many years, but so my evolution, and that's how I've decided to look at it, is to work on being more balanced. And when I feel myself getting to a point of being pressured, and there's a few different ways that I can look at it. If I've had, for example, maybe I've had several clients in a row, that's a good time. Even if I can't take 4 hours off, I can take an hour. And what's really great for me and wonderful, puppies are so much work. The first 3 weeks, the mother cleans them and potties them. So we have to change the sheets. You have to provide a heating source for them because they can't maintain their own body heat until they're 10 days old, and they were a week today. So we're almost there. But the first 3 weeks are the best time because we don't have to clean up. We don't have to set up a potty area versus a sleeping area, which is a mess. Last time we had 10. This time we have 6. So it's a lot easier with 6. But just before I came on air, I went in and held up my little boopies, as you call them, and I kissed their little faces and their little paws. The inside of their paws are pink and sweet, and they make little noises. And I bond with them because I open the sack when I'm birthing. I'm sorry if that's too graphic for our more sensitive.
No, I think everybody should know what it's like in case they're thinking about it.
I feel that that's the way it needs to be done because their lives are precious, and we don't know how long they've been in there without oxygen, because once the placenta comes loose, then they're no longer getting air. And so we have to be quick in opening the sac. And, you know, if you've ever seen a baby nose cleaner, the mucus, we use that. We've had to give mouth-to-mouth, which you do it a little differently on pups. You swing them down. There's several different things. You have to clamp off the umbilicus cord, and then you have to tie it and then cut it so that they can actually lose so much blood there that it can take their lives. So it's a lot of work. But the beautiful thing that is so amazing to me is that now they can't hear or see. They start to hear about 10 days. In fact, they're just starting to hear a little bit now, and they don't see until their eyes start to open, and that won't be till about 2, maybe 3 weeks. Just like kids, every pup in litter is different. But that bonding experience I call it imprinting. And because I'm handling them really before their mother is, actually, and then we're warming them up, we're wiping them off, and, you know, vigorously rubbing them, putting them in a warming bed because mama's still running around moving in that. When she settles, then we can put them to nurse as soon as possible. But since I'm the first one they smell, and it's by smell, they have a bond with me. So if I get in the box or I lay them up against, like, my neck, like you would a little baby, they will root looking for milk, but they won't do it if someone else holds them. They'll be content, but they won't root because I have that smell that's just like their mother. So isn't that amazing?
It is. Yes. It makes me feel so good.
I know you would.
It really does.
Mean, you would just, I wish you were close enough because they're so healing and they remind me of so many good, positive things that they help. I feel that they're an inspiration to me to help me to see where I need balance. And I know exactly when I need some time to myself or I need a break from whatever life stressors come my way. I've got for right now. Now, pretty soon I'll be tearing my hair out saying, Poppy, no. And we used to joke saying a couple of them, you know, I'd say, well, so-and-so, I think, thinks their name is No.
How cute.
But anyways, that's pretty much where I'm at, is just to find balance. And for those that are listening and don't have anything that's career or anything set, and this is maybe a year where they're kind of like, well, you know, my diet, my exercise, my health is pretty good, my relationships seem pretty good, you know, everything seems sound, then maybe it's time just to take a look at loving yourself more, like what you said, giving more
yeah.
to yourself. And my voice is starting to crack, so that means I've talked too much. So over to you, Miss Natalie.
Over to me. Well, talking about, you know, loving yourself and everything, I put in this article from this man. His name is Tav Sparks. He's pretty famous. And I got a note from the publicist, and she said, oh, she said he would like to have the italics put in. Well, I have to do it manually. You just don't put it in something and it appears because it shows up in the original copy. Because I've told people I have to put it in something called EditPad Pro, and what it does is it takes out any little question marks or anything in there that you would not think with the eye, you would not see them, but they are there. So she wrote me, and she says, I know I'm asking a lot. And I said, well, no, you know, I just have to go in and manually do it. Then she wrote back, and she says, oh, my gosh, I feel so horrible. I wrote her back. I said, no, I want this perfect for him. This has got to be perfect. It's got to be with his approval. Now, you know, I did it right away. I didn't put it on hold because the show was like in 30 minutes because I knew I could do it. I mean, I've done this for I don't know how many years, and it's not that difficult. And she sent me a note back, and she said that he wanted to – I'm going to tell you what he said. I'm really quite impressed. I feel really good. She says here, Taz said it looks wonderful and asked me to extend their appreciation for all of your extra effort. To me, it was worth all that. Just to hear that from that author – it's Tav and Carrie. They both did it, and they both looked at it. And I always tell the publicist, have your author look it over or you look it over. Any changes, let me know. I can make a change, and it'll take me 1 minute, less than a minute to do it. Now, see, that right there makes me feel really good because that carries on, and that's just a little bit of what I do. That carries on, and I could say to myself, well, you shouldn't be so willing to, you know, put somebody else forth and afford and, you know, above you and before you and all. But you know what? I love it. I thrive on it. And I wish I could have more stuff in the magazine because that is my dark horse. And that's the horse. That's the one that I can make it go as far as I want it to go by just doing a little extra with it. Stars is moving. And I sent this note out to everybody yesterday. I couldn't have done it with all of them, all of you, Maya, Candy, all of them, because you need, there's that energy on the site that gives energy to everybody. It's the colors, and it's partly me. But without all of that, I mean, I could sit here and toot my own horn and say, well, I did it all. This is all my. No, that's not true. This was a joint effort, and Tony. Tony is wonderful. He came over this past week and hooked up my third monitor, so I'm a three-monitor woman here. So look out. I've got three guns. Oh, and you know, it's funny because I was doing so much today, I thought to myself, how did I ever do this with just one? I juggled it, I guess, but now it's really nice. But, you know, somebody like that asked me to do something, I could sit here. Now, they don't pay me to do it. I get nothing. I could him and haw and say, oh, God, how picky can you be? But no, I didn't, and I'm not going to change that with me. I respect authors greatly. I happen to think that, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, take something out of some place, or you can use anything. And I'll say, no, I don't do that. It's up to the author to submit it to me or to you, the publicist, and then you bring it forth to me because it's their work, and they want to see it in a certain way, and I will do it that way. I will make sure I will stay up. I will do. I mean, I was up till two in the morning on New Year's Eve, just moving it all around and all of that kind of stuff. And that's something that I could probably change because there I'm giving of myself always. But in a way, I think I'm loving myself at the same time, because it's such a great feeling when you get things like that. And I've got a lot of famous authors that, you know, that they write me notes, and how do you do this, and why do you do this? It's because of what I love, and I'm creating, and it makes me feel really good. So if you can find something, too, for New Year's, your new year, that's going to make you feel good inside, it doesn't necessarily mean it's losing weight. If it is, that's good. If you can lose a pound, lose a pound. Then watch what you eat the next day and the next day. But don't beat yourself up if you don't live up to those New Year resolutions, because there will always be another day. You can always do it another day or the next month. You know, maybe you didn't lose 2 pounds. Maybe next month you'll lose 3. And that's what you have to do. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't put out all these things that you want to do, and you might not be able to accomplish them. And then that's going to make you step back. And it's all about, you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep that good energy now, keeping and going forward. And I was thinking today about, have I ever had the chance to talk to a bunch of people? No, listen to Dixie. Oh, yeah, go ahead, tell them. First thing I would say is I can feel all your energy, because I can do that. And people don't realize energy is so important. The site has energy. Maya has energy. She puts it forth. I put it forth. Candy in the room and all the marketing she does. Tony, everybody puts forth all that energy. So when you have a site like I have and you have all this beautiful energy, I have people wanting to come. I mean, I have 2,000 applications and people keep wanting to come back because they left. They were ill. They were this. They were that. Sometimes I let them. Sometimes I put them on hold a little bit. But that's all the energy. I have to make a good balance and keep it balanced so that it keeps attracting all the right types of people to the site. And that's the beautiful thing about stars. And but I didn't put forth all of these ideas and say, well, you have to do this by this and this by this. No, I didn't do that. That's my nature, though. I've never been like that. So just set your goals. And know that you're going to fall off, you're going to go astray, you're not going to adhere to, like me, not eating chips with tuna salad. Well, I'm always going to do that because that's the only thing that I do that's bad, if you want to call it bad. I mean, really. And I like English toffee ice cream. I like that. And I love those, what do they call? They have raspberry sorbet, the Dove dark chocolate bars. Oh,
whoa, whoa.
I don't have them all the time. But I haven't, and, you know, I'll sit there and I'll say, well, you really probably would like to have that, right? And I said, nope, I had it 2 days ago. I'm not going to bother. I'll wait until, like, at the end of the week, and I'll have one of them. So treat yourself. You have to treat yourself, too, like what I do. Treat yourself. Do something nice. I love to go to lunch with my two girlfriends that are here. I have a lot of joy. My son tries to come over every single day. We have coffee together, and then off he goes to work, or the guys all meet here, or whatever. You see, you have to appreciate all of those things that you have and not look at the things that you don't have, because I bet you any money you have a lot more than you think you do. And to be grateful, that's another thing that I'm going to try to do. I mean, you know, even I fall short of that. You know, sometimes I'll moan and say, oh, I don't have this, I don't... And then something will grab me and say, now, wait a minute, you really do have an awful lot. First of all, I have great health. And to me, that is one of the most important things. And I have a rapport with angels and God and Jesus. So I have that. Not everybody believes like we do, Maya. Not everybody believes that there are things that you cannot see. All you have to do is ask and let it go. And I've been doing that, and... boy, I can tell you it's working, and it's less stress on you. You know, now there's people that are going to say, well, you know, I love my pasta, I love this, you know, and I can't get away from it. Just don't eat as much. Leave the table without having two scoops of something. Just have one and enjoy it. And maybe the next time you're going to fall off that wagon that you're on, and you're going to do 2 or 3, but that's okay. Don't be hard on yourself. Love yourself. It's not that simple.
Well,
I mean, it really isn't.
I mean, sometimes it's a matter of as long as our health isn't in danger,
it's a matter of saying, you know, these expectations, like for some people that want to lose weight, their body type and their body style is just not supportive of a thin frame like maybe a friend or, you know, these, I mean, some of them on TV that you see are just, I mean, they look emaciated. So we all have the choice that, you know, we can also accept ourselves. So, and if we decide that we're not, we feel that we really need to lose whatever, 10 or 20, like what Natalie is saying. I found spiritually what my guides have shown me, and I found it to be true with my clients and with myself, is that setting expectations almost always will lead to disappointment. So instead of setting, I'm not going to eat this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, instead just put the intention out there, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to make an effort in my life to do something every day that's just the teeniest bit healthier. If we take on it, everything in a positive light, in a positive attitude, then we're not putting pressure. Then we're not saying, oh, I can't have this, and I can't eat that, and I can't eat this. And the other thing for everyone associated with food, whether it's trying to gain weight, I know a lot of people that have problems, you know, you would think they had an eating disorder, but they don't. They don't have anything physically wrong. So, you know, for them, the same thing is true. They just have to start. Maybe it's having a carnation breakfast or a shake or something like that. But I really believe that the key is if we can't accept something the way that it is, and we feel that for our highest good and our greater good and our higher path, we do need to alter something. We need to look at it, and we need to keep it positive. If we set expectations that are so unrealistic, I mean, think of a job. If you had no qualifications at all, you had not worked, you had not gone to college, you would probably not get hired your first job as a legal secretary. Do you think, Natalie?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so if you set that and you said, well, I'm smart, and I expect I'm going to look for a job. That's my New Year's resolution, and I want to be either a legal assistant or I want to be the personal assistant. I don't think they really use secretary anymore, to a CEO or CFO. I mean, the thing is, what's going to happen is you're going to go on these interviews, and they're going to look at you, and hopefully they're polite, but they're going to be declined, and then you're going to walk away saying, gosh, I must be worthless. You know, not one person called me back. I didn't get hired. So just stop and think, how realistic is what I have set me back? This is something that anytime we look at something in step and as a process and as a transition, we can keep that positive spiritual energy, which helps with our identity and our image. And so to me, that's the key. It's not so much how much we eat or what we eat or how much time we take off to, you know, be more balanced within or more meditation or prayer or whatever, more walks in the park, whatever. It's being able to see it as a transition, a step. So, I mean, that keeps it positive. And the more positive we keep things, the more successful we become and the greater the outcome.
That's absolutely true. And talking about meditation, and I started this, maybe a few months ago. After we came back from the hurricane, maybe a little bit before that I started. But I always walk away from the computer because, you know, since I have three monitors and I do all of this, you know that you can't, you can't just sit there all the time. You've got to get up and do something else. And I meditate sometimes twice a day. Depends. Sometimes I feel like, okay, you need a little bit of enthusiasm or a little burst of energy, or something just tells me go sit in on the couch, because Muji, my cat, always comes beside me and sit there. And I meditate. Sometimes I meditate out loud. Sometimes I talk out loud. But part of the nice feeling that I get is I have that cat who knows. He'll come and get me, and he'll keep talking and talking. And then he runs out of the room. He's telling me he either wants to eat food or it's time to get out of this room, Mom, and go sit down so I can nuzzle up to you. And I do take that as a hint from him, and now I do that an awful lot. I mean, I don't neglect anything else. I just, that's just like my time for me, and I just thought about it, that I am really doing better with that. I am taking time for me. And in a way, that's kind of loving yourself, too, because you're doing something that you know is going to make you feel really good inside. And, I mean, I could be really upset about something and go sit down, and I start talking, and I talk to God. You can talk to whoever you want, whatever you want. And all of a sudden, I get up, and I'm fine. I mean, I'm completely fine. Whatever I went on that couch with is gone. That feeling is gone. So I found myself doing it more and more as I kept getting more upset about stupid things or silly things. But, you know, we're not perfect. Somebody told me once we're all working towards perfection, and we're not perfect. And there's going to be things that we just cannot do right away, or maybe we can. Maybe we're lucky that we can. But I do know that you have to work at it sometimes, but you have to listen. You have to really listen. But that's just becoming super spiritual, like myself and Maya and Candy and all those on Stars, most of them. Some of them I don't really get to talk to them that much unless we do the interview. But I can tell by the amount of readings that they get and the feedback that we get that they're doing a fine job as well. So, you know, not everybody can be an advisor. Not everybody can be a clerical worker. Find what it is that you're good at, and you are good at something. And if you can love what you're doing, it makes it even easier. You can do it. You blink an eye and, whoops, I did it. It's just like when I started doing the magazine, it was dumped on me, and I thought, oh, gosh, how am I going to ever do this? And the blog, I thought that was going to be a nightmare. I had to do all this myself. And then as time went on, you know, I started thinking, well, I have those like Maya Moon. She writes every day but Sunday and does a fantastic job. And you really should read the blog posts. They are wonderful. And Stars JC, also known as Jackie, she'll do newsworthy things like what's going on for today, years ago today, and all that kind of stuff. She will do that, recipes and all that kind of stuff she does. So in poetry, sometimes Maya submits poet. Maya doesn't submit. I just take everything she gets. I put it in. She doesn't have to submit anything to me. She's a given. But I'm saying, you know, you can do that. Some people just really don't know what they can do really well. And that's part of a resolution. I mean, sit down and write your pluses and your minuses on a piece of paper. What are you good at? What are you not so good at? Pretty soon that list for the plus is going to show you what your abilities are eventually. I've done that before, and it's not that difficult. It really, really isn't. You know, you have to be in the right mood, I know, and other things have to be going well, and I know that too. And, you know, the income has to be good, and it's so many things. And you know, we're not all little angels walking all over Earth and with our wings and doing all these things, although sometimes I wish I had some wings. I could slap somebody if they're doing something wrong. But, you know, you just roll with it a little bit. Don't be so hard on yourself. I keep saying that. But that's the truth, Maya, don't you think? People get too hard on themselves, and they end up ruining what could be a really good thing for them.
They do. And I wanted to, you know, I totally support that. And then you get caught in a cycle because the more, you know, let's just use the dieting for an example. And then you set these high expectations you fail because it's just not possible in one day to go from this to that. You can go, you can take this tiny bit away, but then you feel shamed and guilt. And what happens is, you know, you go back to the eating and you feel more shame and guilt, and then you eat more. And what happens is people that, whatever it is, it's just dieting is just one of, it's just the easiest analogy to use, is that they end up gaining weight on a diet instead of losing because their expectations. The other things that my guides are pestering me to say is that they believe that every single one of us, we're, first of all, I loved what you said. No, we're not angels. We don't have wings. We have feet. We can be angelic at times, and we can do things that are in, you know, God's work or divine's work or creator, whatever belief system you have. But we are humans. We're spiritual beings. And every single one of us has something artistic in our soul, in our spirit. Now, a lot of people, when they think of art being artistic, they think it's limited to being a painter or a sculptor, but being a poet, designing flowers, making a collage, putting together, decorating your home, sewing. Maybe you're into building things, refurnishing, you know, going to a garage sale and finding an old dresser and saying, gosh, I could refinish this. I mean, male or female, we all have something within us that's artistic. And that is one of the best ways to reconnect with our spiritual self and being. And it's also a great way in terms of a meditation or, you know, time of serenity, of getting closer to ourselves, relaxing. It also helps us to work out any angst that we might have, any anxiety, because we're busy doing something. So if, as you're making the list that Natalie suggested about what your good and bad is, think about, for some people, it's making picture books or putting recipes like we talked about. I think it was our last show before Christmas or so, and we were talking about things that we could make for people. For some people, it's baking, it's experimenting, cooking. And again, that's male and female. But all of us have something that's artistic. Nowadays, you can make soaps, you can make bath bombs, you can make candles. I mean, for pennies, you can make even jewelry. It's just limitless. And all of us have a knack for doing something. That doesn't mean that we're all prodigies and, you know, we're going to sit at the piano and everybody's just going to start bawling in amazement. But it means that we have some gift, something, and the more that we tap into that, the more soulful we become. And so put that on your list and get in touch. And if you already know what it is and you have let that go or lapse, you really need to, you know, that should really be part of your evolution, New Year's evolution or resolution, is to, even if you can only do it once every 2 weeks, once every 7 days, whatever, as long as you're making the effort to keep it a continuing part of your life, you will find that that's such a positive connection. So I don't know if you agree that everyone has something that is...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the list is really important because pretty soon you're going to see, wow, I just thought of that. I can do that. It's really a wonderful thing. And I, like for me, what I like to do is I like to read out loud. And when my granddaughter's here, she always says, oh, Graham, read to me. You know, and I could always do that. Even when I was in the third grade, the teacher would have me go up because I can give you the story and make you really get the story. It's not like, I'm like a monotone, no, I don't read like that. That's something that I have not done, and I could be reading at home out loud. I love to read, and I've got these beautiful books. I can get any book that I want from any one of these authors, and there's thousands of them. And but I don't ask for them. I mean, I have a reviewer. We have, you know, Stars Rainbow Rose does the reviews on the books, but they'll always say to me, well, wouldn't you like a copy? So, you know, I never turn them down, but I have, my granddaughter said, Graham, look at all these books you have. Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, but, you know, it's giving off energy, and maybe it's making me a little smarter. I don't know, but I think if you do your list, and you're going to find you have abilities that you never even thought, and also believe in things that you cannot see and know that anything is possible. I'm telling you, I am proof. Anything is possible. Even write it down in a little paragraph. Put it someplace. Just leave it there in your drawer, under your clothes, whatever you want to do. Keep it to yourself. You don't have to show anybody. But you might be very pleasantly surprised. I'm telling you, I'm living proof. So just because of what has always that has happened in my whole life since 1982, and we've discussed it, and Maya knows. And Maya is also of the same. She and Candy, we've all had things happen to us that, oh, no, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. How could that even happen? Well, how do you know? How do you know? You just have to believe that there's always a chance for you to obtain this or attain it, always a chance for you. Don't ever give up. I know a lot of people go about their daily lives and figure, oh, yeah, I can't. I'm never going to do anything else. Well, how do you know unless you try? You have to try. It's part of your evolution, as you said. Even if it's part of your resolution, it's the same kind of thing. Just try. Nobody's going to say you didn't try. Nobody's going to say, oh, you tried too hard and you failed. Who's going to tell you that? Really? Right. Nobody. Nobody's going to ever tell me that. They wouldn't, because they would know better, first of all. And I think you'll amaze yourself. And but just be sure you don't set things up too high, things that you want to attain, like losing weight, getting a special job, getting a new car. You know, it's funny, I don't have a car and I have no desire to have a car. Isn't that weird? I suppose at some point in my life I'll say, you know, Natalie, it's time you have a car. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I have a wonderful son. I have a wonderful neighbor that I don't even have to worry about getting to the drugstore, getting to the grocery store, picking up my mushy food, you know. I don't have a, oh, yeah, and Dixie Girl's agreeing with me. Ah, yeah. I don't have any of that. And get yourself to another thing is get yourself maybe a little pet that might not take too much of your time. And Maya will attest to this. The love and the energy you get from those babies like she gives, like she has, the little boopies, a bird, my cat, you have no idea what they can do for you. Mushy just seems to know. When I was really, really sad several years ago, oh, I would talk to Maya, of course, but still you're by yourself. And my cat just hovered around me, and now sometimes he drives me nuts because, I mean, he gets on a mission, and he's relentless. I mean, no, you're going to come in here, and you're going to sit down. I'm going to keep bothering you. And so now I listen and be attuned. But they can really teach you an awful lot about love, too, because just think about it. I mean, their brains are not like ours. I think they have feelings. I think they have emotions. Do they get sad? Probably. Do they get happy? I think so. I can see it in my cat. He doesn't protect anybody else but me. I'm his mom, and that's it. And my son comes in, and kind of sometimes he'll tolerate him, but it's like he says, don't take your shoes off. Don't plan on staying long. This is my mom, and don't you forget it. And that's how he is, and that's the truth. You know, he'll let him be there so long, and then he starts to come out and give him this look. Well, when are you leaving? You know, but I would have been lost without him. Huh?
He said, nice to see you. Okay, thanks. Time to go.
Yeah, but, you know, now my cat understands that he's around a lot, almost every day, and it's something. He said, why does that cat just love you? Why? he doesn't do this to you. And I said, well, because I cuddle him and I had him as a baby, not as a real tiny, tiny, but he was like about 5 weeks old, 6 weeks old, you know, when you can give them to someone. And I carried him around like I carried all the dogs I had that were puppies, and I did the same thing. And, you know, and of course everybody knows I was bit badly by my dog, but yet I'm not afraid of dogs. I respect them, and I put my hand out, and I watch their faces. I don't put my face near their face unless I'm absolutely sure, because my own dog really tore my face up, and I, like everybody knows, I was very, very lucky. I have no scars. But you have to learn to trust. I think that's important, too, and trust what you know. Trust what you know. It's not bad. Write a story. Like I'm doing, but write more than I do. Well, it's because I'm really busy. Probably if I wasn't so busy, I could write. But, you know, sometimes we just can't we just can't take the time, because they say if you really want to write something, you have to be at it every single day. Well, everybody knows that's impossible for me. I can't do that. But I could devote more time and say, okay, from 1 to 4, I'm going to write. But you can bet something else will happen. And that's just the way that it is. What can I do? But I keep trying, and it's a beautiful story. Maya knows about it. And so maybe one day, you know, and look at all the avenues I have to have somebody look at it. I have every avenue that you can think of to get this published, to submit it. And I've had them for many years. But I don't think it's ready. I don't know that I would ever have it ready. I don't know, but hopefully one day. Once I put it out and say to everybody, like on Twitter or Candy puts it out, okay, Natalie's story, you can look at the first few pages of it, then I'll think, oh, my gosh, I have to finish this now because everybody's seen it, but nobody has seen it. So do something good. Start the year off doing something really good for yourself. Be happy. That's the big thing, really. And it's not always easy. I know it's not. But I think if you can do that, you're going to start your year off very well. And think of us as some kind of example. Maya and I, we started someplace. We didn't think we could. I didn't think I'd have all this. You think I really dreamed this all up and said, okay, I'm going to have 3 sites. Actually, I'm going to have 4 now. But I didn't. It just kind of, it's evolving. Things will evolve for you. So I want everybody to have a nice evening. We'll see you next week. Maya, you can say your goodbyes. As usual, I always talk too much. And I'm going to hand it back to you.
Okay, well, it's the same thing. I agree with everything Ms. Natalie said, and wish everyone a great new year, and we'll see you next week.
That's right. So same time, same station from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we love you. And Candy's in the room. She knows we love her. I always say that on the air to her. And Maya Moon knows I love her. And give kisses and hugs to my little boopies because I'm their auntie. Don't let them forget their auntie now.
That's
Have a good evening, everyone. Have a good evening, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.